At 6:06, it is cloudy, 63 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 78 this afternoon with a chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Governor Fallon plans an economic development trip to Europe. She will lead a delegation from the State Department of Commerce and from the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. The group leaves on Saturday. The Chamber's Jim Fram will be on the trip.
We have started this project about 18 months ago. We identified about 27 companies that either had headquarters in Northeast Oklahoma and operations in Europe, or headquarters in Europe and operations in Northeast Oklahoma.
Hilty and Lafarge are examples of companies they will call upon. Airfare and lodging for the governor and her staff is being paid for by the Oklahoma Business Roundtable, a state economic development organization. Oklahoma commissioners on the Human Services Board offered a retired Tennessee official the job as director of the Department of Human Services. The commission chairman describes Ed Lake as a proven change agent who has the backing of both the commission and Governor Fallon. The latest now on next month's election. The three candidates running for 1st District Congress in Oklahoma discuss the issues before the Coweta Chamber of Commerce. Candidate Craig Allen says being an independent means he owes no one allegiance.
I can go without any special interest groups. I'm free of that. I don't have any party. I don't owe anybody any favors.
He says the political squabbling in Washington has to stop. Now, coming up next hour, we will hear from Democrat John Olson, and in the 8 o'clock hour, Republican Jim Bridenstine. One man is dead and a driver is on the run this morning. Broken Arrow police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident overnight. It happened at 101st and Lynn Lane in Broken Arrow. The victim was riding a bicycle about 11 o'clock last night when he was struck and killed. Police say the bicycle did have lights. Students in Sand Springs receive a first-hand civics lesson as we welcome some new citizens.
Roger Garcia.
Federal judges congratulate new Americans after granting them citizenship in a ceremony at Angus Valley Elementary in Sand Springs. The candidates react with a range of emotions.
It's a long journey. I can't really believe it, you know. I'm
more excited than I thought I was going to be. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, exciting day. I'm kind of nervous in the morning.
Oh, I'm feeling so good. I've been waiting for 14 years.
These new Americans hail from Pakistan, Canada, Mexico, and Iran. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Chris Denman is due in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. The 20-year-old Tulsan is accused of rape and other charges in connection with the Victory Christian scandal. One of the oldest stores in one of Tulsa's oldest shopping centers marks a milestone. Russell Stover Candies is celebrating the start of its 50th year in business at Utica Square. Vice President of Retail for Stover is Angelo Ellsworth, and she says it's unusual for a store to be in business in the same location for five decades.
It's something you can't just go into every store and find, so we make it in the store, chocolate-dipped strawberries, fresh-baked cookies, cupcakes, dipped pretzel rods, Oreo bites. We have all kinds of stuff that you really can't find anywhere else.
The Tulsa retail store is the oldest still in business in the Stover chain. Our weather forecast: overcast with a chance of rain increasing today, a high of 78. Tonight, thunderstorms likely. Some have the potential to be strong to severe, 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 81. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Right now, overcast and 63. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.